Hello, I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 61, embracing the new year. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. I am super excited about today's Positive Thursday topic. This is the last Positive Thursday episode for 2020, and we're going to be going into a new year of 2021. I am super excited about 2021 Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life episodes. It's going to be super exciting and even more fun. I'm going to have guests on my show that's going to resonate with each one of you. And I want to say thank y'all for tuning in with me each and Positive Thursday for your support. I thank y'all so much. And as we continue to move into this new year and, you know, going out and leaving 2020 behind, I know it's been a rough year for each one of us and very challenging, but also a blessing. Y'all call it the year of reflection, the year of obstacles, of unknown. This has been really crazy. But besides all that, you know, we've been think about the blessings, the small things. You know, although it's been challenging, you know, this year 2021, you know, we have got through a lot of different things and obstacles. And also, to move forward with this podcast, I want to play some music so we can get our party started as we go into the new year of 2021. I'm going to have to get used to saying that, everyone. And I want to say, how are y'all doing? How are y'all feeling? Y'all should see me in here jamming. It takes two to make a thing go right. Y'all should see me over here. I'm doing a tissy roll and everything. You know, I gotta make y'all laugh. You know, we as we winding down in this year of 2020 and going into a new year. In this year of 2020, what have you learned about yourself? And also about the obstacles that you have faced in life. And why I ask you that question, think about that. And I want to tell you, as for myself, I learned a lot by myself. It's been really challenging for me. It's been a lot of obstacles thrown my way. For the simple fact that I'm stepping into new things and I had to let go a lot of bad habits, things, and people. And also, not only this bad habits and things and people I had to cut off, but also walking into the new. And it's not easy when you're trying to walk into new things and reinvent yourself for the better, for not only just for yourself, but for your spiritually, physically, and mentally. And for myself, I just been finding it to be very challenging, you know, for me, especially if you're the kind of person that always do your own thing and you've never been a follower and you've been called for something big. And that's what I've been going through for the last, I say, couple months or so, as I've been going through, you know, transformation with new change and new beginning. You know, I've been struggling just trying to stay on point with everything I know that God called me to be. And it hasn't been easy. It's been many times that I wanted to give up on the things that I know God wanted me to do, like doing this podcast and other things that I know he wanted me to do and called me to do. And in my opinion, in my option, giving up is not giving up for me in the things I wanted to do in this thing we call life is not going to happen. Even though I may have had moments where I felt like I wanted to give up, or I've had moments of feeling lonely, because sometimes we go through seasons in our life, you know, when we may feel lonely or I feel like we by ourselves because we're stepping into a new beginning of transformation, of new beginnings in our life. And those old things that we used to do and things and people that we used to have in our life is no longer in there because they was only meant to be in our lives for a season. And it's not easy letting go of them things and people and habits, but in the long run, it's for the best. And I say, you know, for me, I've been struggling with that big time, but I understand that me making the adjustments of change and not fighting the fight of change is all going to work out, you know, for my best and well-being, you know, for me and my family and my son and daughter and my why. I have a big why behind of what I do. Like when I talk to y'all each and every Positive Thursday, not only is it an outlet for me and I'm passionate about it, but I also, you know, in the process, I want to be able to help someone else. They may feel like they're alone or facing hardship or feel like giving up on the things in life, or may feel lonely in this season. I just wanted to just encourage you and just tell you to keep pushing with faith and determination and understanding that you're not alone and that you are going to be okay. And, you know, in this new chapter, in this new 2021, as we move into 2020-21, everything is going to be better. It's going to work out for your purpose, and God is going to send the right people with things into your life, and things is going to open up for you. And I just want to say, just keep pushing forward with faith. You know, just think about all the things that you've been through that you thought you wasn't going to get through, and God got you right through it, and it made you stronger, right? So, you know, just that's what I want to just say to each one of you. And also, in this 2020 year, what are you grateful for? You know, like, what are the things that you are grateful for that you're thankful for besides, you know, everything that you've been fighting against? What are the 10 things that you are grateful for? Write that down if you have a pen, or after this podcast, write that down and think about that. What are the things you are grateful for in this year of 2020 that you are so happy about, that you accomplished, or just in general that you're grateful for? Me, I'm grateful for my kids, my son and daughter. I'm grateful to have God in my life. I'm grateful that I have a job during these hard times, you know, because some people don't even have a job. I thank God for my health, for allowing me to, you know, have good health. You know, like, I don't know if y'all know many of you listeners probably know already, you know, back in 2017, I used to weigh 224 pounds. And during that time of my life, I was facing a lot of hardships and stress and depression and a lot of things that was coming against me. But I was at my lowest point in 2017. And my weight, you know, it overtook in my life because I was going through health problems and, you know, things over the year escalated with my husband passing away and just life stresses. And it, a lot, and my pounds just packed on. And at that point, I got to 224 pounds. And then in 2017, I decided that I wanted to make a change in my life. I was having shortness of breath and back pains, and it was just crazy. So I decided to change my health. I went to Weight Watchers and went to Weight Watchers meeting once a week, and I had a trainer that helped me at the gym twice a week. And from there, that's when my weight started to decrease. I started to lose a pound here and there, and now today I can truly say I am 160 pounds. I'm truly thankful and I'm grateful. And I just want to say I'm healthy, not only just weight-wise, but spiritually, my faith has gotten much stronger, you know, besides the obstacles. And also, I want to say this too, the last couple months or so, I've been, you know, feeling a lot of pain in my body. I guess because, you know, sometimes when you're that kind of person, you're used to moving around and you're used to doing this and that, and you're multitasking and you're doing a lot of things, it can take a toll on our body. So the last couple months or so, I've been having like a lot of like back pain a little bit in my right shoulder and having a hard time sleeping at night. So I've been like taking like pain pills and stuff like that, like Tylenol and Advil, and putting hot packs on my back and just taking it easy. But it's been hurting like hell, and it got so bad a little bit sometimes to the point where I don't want to do nothing, but I still move. I stretch my body and I be doing my stretches, and my hands, I be opening and closing because my hands be getting stiff a little bit, you know. So I just wanted to share this with someone. So has any of you listeners, have y'all been experiencing like back pains and aches in your body? Because you know that can come from stress, and also it can come from like the bed that you sleep on. Like if you don't have enough support on your bed, you know, like what I mean by that, like a good supportive mattress or pillows, you can experience back aches from that. And I believe that when we open up ourselves to people and talk about different things, not only does it help us, you know, we're helping someone else. And I believe while I'm talking to y'all, talking to each one of you listeners on this podcast, I'm helping someone and I'm feeling better. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm smiling. And I'm smiling. Yes, yes, yes. So let me ask you, I have a question for each one of you listeners. What is the funniest thing that happened to you this year in 2020 that you was a little embarrassed about it, but then you just wind up sharing it with someone else and you just laugh and say, you know what? Okay. Like, for example, right? Yes, no, I think it was a week ago or so ago. So I'm walking to my car because the snow was like, it was like melting a little bit and it was a little bit slippery. So I'm walking to my car and and I felt like I was going to slip and bust my butt on the ground. But that wouldn't have been fun at all because I would have been like this. I'm falling and I can't get up. Do y'all have any plans on this upcoming New Year's Eve? Are y'all? I know that a lot of people are doing nothing too much because nothing is open. You know, everything is restricted, you know, due to this coronavirus situation. But many people are making the best of it, and I am. I'm going to my cousin's house, and me and my mom, we're going to go to my cousin's house. I'm going to have some drinks. I'm going to have some food. I'm going to dance, and I'm just going to just bring New Year's in and out with 2020 and in with 2021. It's going to be an awesome year for each one of you. And God is going to bless each one of you tremendously. And with everything that you've been facing in this year of 2020, it too should pass. It too should pass. And another thing I want to say this also, as you're going into a new year, and for those of you that's been working on the different changes in your life, have you noticed that old things resurface in your life from your past? People and things and distractions try to take you off of your path and your focus and your life purpose, and just being a person that you was called to be. That's what I've been facing, obstacles like that, like old stuff from the past. People try to distract you and people try to make you into something that you're not. I want to tell you, continue to be your beautiful self and continue to surround yourself with positive energy and things and people, and stay prayed up. Don't be afraid to pray. I love that when Steve Harvey say, don't be afraid to pray, because prayer changes things. And I am a living example of that. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't even be where I am today. And I'm pushing forward. I'm moving forward. And I know many of you moving forward to new beginnings. And I want to congratulate you on your baby steps and your small accomplishments. You should give yourself a hand and kiss yourself and look in the mirror and say, I love myself. I am proud of you. Because it's the small things we do that we practice to make each and one of our lives better. Not only our lives, but our family lives. And it's that strong why behind us, or why we do the things we do. That's what I believe that pushes forward into new beginnings. And I also want to say RIP to all the people that passed during this time of 2020 from the coronavirus. And just for people that lost loved ones, I want to send my condolences now to you and my prayers. And I also want to say but something else I want to mention as well too. As we move it into 2021, what kind of new things are new things that y'all looking forward to? Like, what kind of things that you want to leave behind that you know is not going to benefit you from for the new beginning? Because, you know, you can't take the old with the new. Y'all already know that. Just like a piece of bread, if you have a loaf of bread for like 4 weeks, you know it's going to be mold. It's not going to be no good. That's an example of how old things. So we have to continue to release those old things. And it takes time. Baby steps, baby steps. Yes, it do. I have 10 funny phrases that I want to share with each one of you for this year of 2020. They funny phrases that we can all laugh at. I have 10 of them. The first one is, wear your mask, wear your mask. The second one is, bye-bye 2020. The third one is, where my stimulus check? The fourth one, I'm about to get my drink on. Hello, 2021. Number five, I'm falling and I can't get up. Number six, where my stimulus check? Number seven, who let the dog out? Bye-bye, Trump. Number 8, hiccup. Stay prayed up because it changes things in the game of life. Prayer is a weapon to battle all the or evil forces that tries to enter our life. Hiccup. Now that's words of wisdom coming from AKA Zuri Flower, rap the rapper, AKA Attack. What the hell am I saying? Like, what the hell is she saying, right? Number 9. I'm kicking 2020 out of here like I'm Brucey's sister. Womp. Number 10. Let's get this party started. Ready. I could be so silly. I'm probably like, what the hell did she just say? I am going to go into a brief commercial break. And when I get back, I'm going to be finished discussing our topic for today for Positive Thursday topic, embracing the new year. Woo, woo, 2021. Here we go. This commercial break is brought to you by Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday at Zuri Flower 8 Instagram and on Zuri Flower YouTube page. All right, y'all, I am back from the commercial break and I have a list of New Year's Day drink recipes that I want to share with each one of you. Let me pull my list up. Give me a second because I know many of you that's tuning in today, I know that y'all going to have a little sip for the New Year's Day holiday, including myself, even though I'm not a big drinker, but I am going to have a light drink just to bring in the New Year's. It's something that I traditionally do, you know, to each his own. Okay, let me find this list of drink recipes I want to share with y'all. So how y'all feeling about going into this new year? Y'all feel happy, anxious, excited? Like, how are y'all feeling? I know one thing about how I'm feeling. I'm feeling super excited about the year 2021. And I'm excited for each one of you because I know that it's going to be a super blessed year and a better year for each one of us. Okay, the first drink that I have on the list, and this article I got from liquor.com, and it says the New Year's Sparkler. The first drink is called the New Year's Sparkler. And it has like an ounce of berry flavored vodka with 1.5 ounce of pomegranate juice and 3 1/4 ounce of champagne and a garnish screwed raspberries. That sounds so good. And the second one I have is, let's see, make sure I got these correct wording of these drink recipes. Okay, the second one I have is called the Old Cuban. That sounds like something that'll get you tipsy. And it's a rum cocktail. And the third one I have is the Cosmolentium. I think I said it right. The fourth one is the Infused Tom Collins. The fifth one I have is the Cape Codder. And the number six one I have is 11 Cocktails Women. The number six one I have is Fresh Berry Delicious. And number seven, the Cherry Revolution. Number eight, the Lemon Drop. And number nine is the Coca-Cola Egg Taurus. And number 10 is the Porn Star Martini. Now, this is the kind of drink that sound like Porn Star Martini. Now, that's like a kind of drink that if you drink it, it makes you want to start stripping and take off your clothes. You ever had a drink before when you be all, you get all hot all of a sudden and you just want to take off your jacket and your shirt and everything? I've been there. Come on now. Y'all never been there before? So to look at and check out these recipes for yourself, go to liquor.com. That is so funny. And you know what? Each time that I talk to y'all on each Positive Thursday and I talk to each one of you, and I know when I say, I try to pronounce certain words and I'll say like, I didn't have a drink yet. It's not Friday yet. And I start laughing. I try to say that to be, have humor and to make a point that, you know, no one's perfect. We all have our own flaws and things that we have to all work on in life. And it's okay to make a mistake. You know, it's okay to be imperfect. So for those of you that feel as though, like, if y'all made a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Don't feel guilty because, you know, we all are work in process, you know, and just think about the small baby steps, the small things that you have accomplished in your life so far. And this is also another thing I want to say yes to. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. I cannot believe that we're in the year of 2020. It's almost over and in less than, what, a day? And Friday will be in 2021. It has been a challenging year, but I know it's been many lessons. And I want to say I thank each one of you for joining me each Positive Thursday. And this is another thing I also too want to say too. I had some other stuff that I want to share with each one of you that I was saying. I want to say this. As we all move forward to a new year, let's relax on our new beginnings of the new outlook of life and learn from the year 2020 as life lessons of strength in a positive, powerful way that sheds tears of sorrow and joy. The light is shining again in 2021. Here we are, 2021. Here we go. Let's go. So I want to say again, thank you for joining me on every Positive Thursday throughout the whole year. I couldn't have done it without God first. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be able to do this Positive Thursday, something that's true to my heart. And I'm very passionate about talking to people and sharing stories and talking about different topics. And I thank y'all for joining me. And I look forward to all of y'all joining me next year on my podcast. It's going to be super exciting and super fun. And most definitely, you're going to get your inspiration. You're going to get your laugh. I mean, you're going to get everything all in one. And please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. Follow me on Zoe Flower Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram, and follow me on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. I really will appreciate that. Have a happy new year. Talk to y'all in 2021. God bless y'all. It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday.